Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now, the book called The Baby Box is a frank and compelling memoir set in the 1960s. It's a true story that was kept secret for 50 years, which tells the first-hand account of a schoolgirl pregnancy. To tell us all about it, welcome to the show, Jane Haywood. Hi, Jane.
Hello. Hello, I'm very pleased to be with you.
And I'm pleased to have you on the show. Thank you very much. Right, so we're going back to December 1964. How old were you?
I was just about to be 17, technically 16, but just about to be 17. And so I was in the sixth form at school, the first year of the sixth form.
Right. And am I right in thinking you'd just moved to London, so life was a little bit different to what you were used to?
Yes, a bit earlier than that. We'd moved to London at the end of the previous year. My father had promotion. I was at a good point to move schools, etc., etc., and we moved up to Streatham. Very trendy in those days.
Yes, I've seen pictures. It looks very, very, very trendy. So you got together with a new circle of friends. I'm going to be honest with you. Did you not use contraception?
There wasn't any.
Ah, there you go, you see.
There was male contraception. I have to say, I've never met a man in my life that really wants to use a condom when it comes down to it. But the birth control pill was available in a family plan clinic in Birmingham. It wasn't available in London. And even when I married in 1968, it was available from family planning clinics, but on a private prescription. What I can't tell you is when it became available on the NHS. But it certainly did at some point.
But
when I first went on it, I had to pay for it.
Right. I'm surprised there weren't more teenage pregnancies then, because, you know, we all know what happens, don't we? You know.
I think there were quite a lot. One chapter in the book, actually, I think it does mention figures, but I can't find it at the moment.
Right. Okay. So you met the potential father. How did you meet him?
I met him at a party. I was taken to a party at New Year, and he was there, and we got on straight away like a house on fire. I was attracted to him, he presumably to me, and we did the thing that all teenagers did at parties, which was go upstairs and find a bed for a snog. And straight away he suggested that I lose my virginity, and I left in a rush of horror and went
home. Oh, wow, good girl. So how did it happen then? Did you keep seeing him?
I kept seeing him, and eventually we went for a weekend at his house, and you know, there we were all night at a weekend, only his mother, because his parents were separated, and so it was almost impossible not to go. And I wanted to. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I didn't want to. I did want to. And from then on, we had various meetings in places where it was possible to continue the relationship. And then by Christmas, I discovered I was well and truly pregnant.
Gosh, it must have been such a shock.
It was a bit. It wasn't as much of a shock in a sense, because, you know, I mean, I wasn't particularly ignorant about the facts of life.
Mm.
And I suppose I knew we were taking a kind of a risk. I used to do what the Roman Catholics do still, and I used to count the days. So hopefully we were only having a relationship on the days when it was safe. But of course, it never works out like that. You have a quarrel, you make it up, you think,
yeah.
Oh, crumbs, this isn't quite the time, never mind, and boom, boom, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no, absolutely. So when you found out, what was your initial reaction? Did you tell him, as in the father, or did you tell your mother and father?
No, I didn't tell anyone to start with. I waited until, you know, you keep thinking, don't you, oh, isn't this month, it isn't this month. So I told him when I was just about 4 months pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And he took me to a doctor of his who confirmed that I was pregnant. And I kind of said, could he do anything about it? And he pretty much said absolutely not. And then I persuaded the father to come with me to tell my parents the week before Christmas.
Oh, so he was quite good. He sort of stuck by you.
Well, he was a bit reluctant, but actually what happened was my mother offered to do an abortion with a knitting needle.
No.
My father took him outside into the garden to, you know, sort of knock his block off kind of thing, but then couldn't go through with it. And then the boy just walked out of the door and slammed the door behind him.
And that
and
was it.
I did see him a couple of times after that to see if I could make a home for my baby. That was my priority. I wasn't so fussed about getting married. I needed to make a home for my baby. And my mother made it quite clear that it wouldn't be at the home where I was living with them.
So where did you go?
Well, to begin with, I stayed at home, but I was shut up. I wasn't allowed to go out anywhere except... My mother discovered somehow, and I never quite worked out how she did, that there was somebody called a moral welfare officer, which was connected with the Church of England. And my mother took me to see this woman, whom I didn't awfully take to. She was a bit brisk and breezy and, you know, this is what's going to happen kind of thing. And apart from going to the moral welfare officer, I wasn't allowed out of the house. I was shut up the whole time until one day... In the spring, she said, we found a solution. We're going to take you over to Wimbledon, and there's a very nice place, and you're going to stay there until the baby's born, and then it'll be adopted. And I said, hang on, you know. But that's where I ended up, in the mother and baby home, which was wonderful.
Was it?
It was nothing like the Irish stories that, you know, the stories have come out of Ireland about all the appalling treatment and then the babies being killed. I met a lot of very interesting other young ladies in the same condition, some of them not so young. There was a 32-year-old midwife, and I thought, hey, did she get? She got that one very wrong then. There was a girl of 15.
Yeah.
Who'd been, as she put it herself, knocked up by a married man.
Okay.
No question of rape or anything like that.
Very different.
There was a girl from the Elephant and Castle who knew the Cray twins. Do you know who the Cray twins were?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Infamous.
And so there was a great range of people there that I'd met that I would have never met normally. And one, in fact, who was going to keep her baby because she was 32 to 33, and she got a job to go and live with a man whose wife had died, who had three children.
So did they look after you there? Did they look after you right through to the baby was born and then help you on your way? Is that how it happened?
Oh, yes, very definitely. We had a permanent cook there, and she gave us cookery lessons one evening a week. We also had a little lady who came in to give us sewing lessons, but funnily enough, I don't remember much about that. I mean, I could sew already, so I don't remember. And the matron, as we called her then, she was absolutely wonderful. And when sometimes I used to come home in tears from being with my parents because they picked me up every weekend, she would help me and cheer me along, and eventually she supported me in not going home anymore.
Right. So did you lose touch with your parents then?
Well, no. My mother used to write me these letters, you know, oh, Jane, what are we going to do? In fact, I've still got some of them, you know, and as it is, and so-and-so can't even get a job, and I just don't know what's going to happen and all this business. And I would reply back and say, well, we just have to wait and see, which was my philosophy by that time. I'd done everything I could do. I couldn't do any more, and I just waited.
Were they terribly religious, your parents, or was it just that in those days it was a real shame?
Well, I don't think it was religion. That Mum was a churchgoer. She always had been a churchgoer, although, interestingly, because she was married, my father had been married before, so she was married to a divorced man. In fact, in England, you could not take Holy Communion. The Church of England excommunicated you, and she had to have special permission later. She could later on take it. She had to have the permission of the Archbishop of Canterbury. But she was always a church girl. She liked going to church. It wasn't that at all. It was the shame of what a dreadful thing I'd done. It was this whole, you absolutely don't ever, ever, whatever, sleep with anybody until he's your husband. It is just out of the question. And that was the attitude. She would never discuss it with me. And everybody's mothers were the same. I wasn't unique in that respect. Other people managed it more carefully than I did.
And when you said that, she said, all right, we'll banish you to this home, and then when the baby's born, it'll be adopted. Because you were 16, in them days, did you have the right to say no, or could she have arranged for that to happen?
Actually, it was entirely my decision.
Right.
I mean, I had to sign the papers. So I would have, I don't know what I would have done with that event, but yes, it was my decision, and I can remember them being very cross about that because they thought that it shouldn't be my decision.
Mm. So what happened then? You had the baby, what next?
Well, I don't want to give any plot spoilers away. Can I say, can we halt on the plot spoilers now? Because the book is written in dramatic narrative, so it reads like a novel.
Okay.
And it's been selling very well, and people have got in touch with me with letters and cards and emails and telephone calls, and very many of them have said, I just could not put it down. The minute I started it, I had to sit and finish it.
Wonderful.
But it is because I have been writing for a very long time, so this isn't my first long piece of writing. So I know what to do to craft a book to make it interesting.
Very good. So it's like reading a story, somebody's story, but it's your
absolutely.
True story.
Yeah. Yes, it has plot hooks. It's all very, very carefully crafted to make people want to read the next chapter.
Wonderful. Well, we won't ask you any more questions then. I'm just hoping it's a happy ending. I'm sure it is, but I'll have to read the book myself.
Well, when you get right to the end, it is, yes.
Good,
I'm a very
good.
Happy person now.
Jolly good.
Well, I married someone who was very understanding and has been brilliant about the book, actually. Great help. Did all
right.
my reading for me.
And have you used real names in the book?
No, I haven't. Only mine.
Okay, fair enough. Well, yours is Jane Heywood, and the book's called The Baby Box,
yes.
A True Story. It's out now. I believe it came out in January.
Yes, it did. It did come out early at the end of the day. That didn't matter. And you can get it on all the websites for books. You can get in touch with me through Facebook and buy it directly from me if you prefer to. Amazon is selling it, or from the publisher Troubadour.
And also on our website, tre.radio, you can buy it.
Oh, jolly good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jane. Thanks for being on the show.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.